This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us certain things and He expects us to develop them into something better, right? So one of the scholars said, there's four roots, and if you water them and take care of them, they end up giving you four fruits. So knowledge, if Allah gives you knowledge and you cultivate the application of that knowledge, it leads to wisdom. And we all know from our experience in daily life that not everybody who has knowledge has wisdom, right? Just because you know something doesn't mean you should say it, right? It takes a whole lot of experience and something else, right, to develop that wisdom, to know how to apply that knowledge in a skillful manner. Another root that we have is restraint, not just taking what you want, not just reaching for what you want all the time, having discipline, having that restraint. And restraint leads to generosity, right? Imagine you have a guest into your home and you have like your favorite sweet, whether it's baklava or whether it's chocolate chip cookies or whatever it is, and you put it down the table. If you can't restrain yourself, you're not going to be generous. You're going to be secretly hoping that your guest doesn't really take that much so that you can crush it later by yourself. But if you have restraint, it enables you to be generous. You can honestly and sincerely be like, hey, yo, I not only want you to have it, here, I'm gonna pack it up and send it with you to go, right? That's something that takes restraint. Patience is another root, and the fruit that it bears is forbearance. Forbearance and bravery, and those, you know, forbearance is different from patience. Patience is being able to control your outside when maybe on the inside you're really upset or you're angry or something's happening to you, right? So if someone cuts you off on the highway or on the road, like you might be seething on the inside, but your kids are in the back, you don't want them to repeat anything that you're gonna say, so you stay quiet. That's patience. Forbearance is when it works on the inside, is that you're at the level where you used to be like, well, you know, it's something that I've done to somebody else at some point. Maybe the person's in an emergency, maybe the person had a hard day, and you don't even feel on the inside very stirred up. Patience also leads to bravery, because you have to be patient to be brave, to be able to stand up to somebody who's an oppressor or somebody who's violating other people's rights, and to say, hey, stop that, cut it out, that's wrong. You might be putting yourself into some danger, right? Physical danger or danger of your reputation or something like that. And that takes patience to be able to endure that sort of opposition. So if you nurture patience, it can lead to both forbearance and bravery. And the last root and the last fruit is justice. Okay, so people have an innate sense of justice, especially kids. You see kids, man, oh, if you are a parent and you don't follow the rules that you set, you just really made it hard for yourself. Your kids will demand, and they're right to do it, they demand that you live by the same rules that they do. I'm going to bed at 8 o'clock. Why don't you go to bed at 8 o'clock, right? I have to eat my vegetables. Why are you eating French fries, right? All these sorts of things. And that's good. It's good that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us that justice. And if you nurture that justice, then it leads to ihsan. Okay, that's the fruit. Because ihsan isn't just looking out for you. It's looking out for everybody. It's trying to take care of Allah's creation. You're a khalifa. You're a steward. You're a custodian. You are someone who is doing Allah's work in the world. You're building the world that Allah Azza wa Jal is happy with, right? And that's a whole other level. So four roots lead to four fruits.